USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump unchained at a campaign-style rally in Michigan.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
It was the first such rally for President Trump since the special counsel Robert Mueller's report was completed concerning possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The president telling his crowd of supporters,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
Democrats still pressing for the full report to be released. A federal judge striking down the Trump administration's alternative to Obamacare. The administration wanted to let small businesses band together and set up health insurance plans that would skirt requirements of the Affordable Care Act. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The first lawsuits being filed against Boeing tied to the deadly Ethiopian plane crash. A suit filed on behalf of the family of a Rwanda man in a Chicago U.S. federal court. It says Boeing has defectively designed the automated flight control system of the 737 MAX plane. A wreath-laying ceremony is to be held at the Vietnam War Memorial today in Washington in honor of all of those who served America from 1955 to 75. Here's John Clemens.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today.
And we thank you for your service. And the first four berths in men's college basketball's Elite Eight are taken now by Gonzaga, Virginia, Purdue, and Texas Tech with wins last night. The remaining four teams will be decided today. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans have had more than enough and want Adam Schiff to resign. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
The Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee coming under fire from Republicans as a Thursday morning hearing begins. Democrat Adam Schiff rejecting claims by Republicans that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. But Texas Republican Mike Conaway told him,
"We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee."
In his final report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller said he could not prove any collusion or conspiracy between Trump's campaign and Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million. Here's the president.
I just told my people I want to fund the Special Olympics, and I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. And I just authorized a funding. I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.